Okay. Good evening, gentlemen. We continue in the Rambam Hilchos Eidos Per Chaf Aleph Halacha Vav, Chapter 21, Law 6. Again, we're talking about different situations of Eidim that have been determined as liars, as Eidim Zomim. And now we're going to get into multiple groups of witnesses that one testimony kind of links with another testimony to create the reality they want to create, and then all kinds of possibilities of zomimim in those situations. Vav. We know there's a law that if a person steals an animal from someone, as a ganav, he pays double if he's caught. If he sells it or slaughters it, depending if it's sheep or a cow, you pay four or five times the amount. So now we're going to find witnesses who testified as such and then became zomimim. Shnaim she'idim al zeh she'gonav v'tavach o'machar. Two people testify this guy stole and slaughtered or stole, requiring him to pay either four or five. But then v'huzamu, then they are proved to be liars completely. What's the halacha? Mishalmim es ha'koil. They have to pay the entire amount. All right. Now it's interesting. There's some interesting logic over here if you really think about it. Because they're being zomified on everything. That means they said a number of things. They said, number one, the guy stole. Number two, he went and sold it or slaughtered it. So they really made two statements that were totally lies. So when they become zomified, what really happens? Let's think about it. Well, it comes out their original words saying that he stole never happened. Right. Their words were totally negated, right? So then what happens to the second part of the testimony where they said the animal got slaughtered? Well, that means they never really said anything about it, because if it wasn't stolen, how could it be slaughtered? How could it be slaughtered? So you have to remember, we said that hachachasha is the beginning of hazama. Remember when there were two witnesses disagreeing with them, and then later we zomified them? We still said they could be zomified because we say that hachachasha, contradicting, is the beginning of hazama. So when they get zomified later for the slaughtering, they'll still be zomified because the first thing was contradicted, but that's just leading into that. So therefore, they still will pay the four or five. Fine. Well, that's if one group of guys did all the testimony. But how about we divide it up? What about Heidu Shnaim Shagunov? Two people testified that the guy stole, and that's all they're testifying to. Then Shnaim Acherim come along. Heidu Shnaim Acherim. Two other guys, separate guys, say Shetavach Amach. All I know is this guy took this cow and he slaughtered it and sold it. I'm not saying he stole it. I don't know. But I know this guy sold this one. And then later, a third pair zomifies both of the first two pairs. Told the first pair, how can you say he stole? You were with us in Chicago. As a matter of fact, the other guys were with us also. How can you tell me that he slaughtered the animal? A third pair of witnesses zomifies the first two pairs. Okay. So now, what do these guys have to pay? Well, what did the first witnesses want to make him pay?
Double.
What does second witnesses want to make him pay?
Four or five.
Well, not four or five, really two and three. Because it's two plus. When you're paying the five, it's not five plus the two.
Right.
So really, the second group was making him pay two or three.
He's already paid.
So let's see what the Rambam says. Harei harishon in the first group, mishamim tashlumei keifa. The first pair has to pay double. You have to carefully read this. V'achronim, and the second pair, Mishalmim, Shnaim, Rishos, they pay either two or three, depending on if it was a sheep or cattle. Because that's what the Tzvich or the Mechira requires, an additional two or three to tap it up to four and five. Okay, let's pick another scenario. So far we've picked where one witness has said everything. Now we have split in half, and we zomified both. Now let's split in half and only zomify one pair.
Uh-oh.
What if, again, two separate witnesses, pairs, one testified about the theft, one testified about the steal, the selling or the shechting. What if who's the macharon and bavai? What if the second pair alone was zomified?
The one that said they slaughtered.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so what happened? The first witnesses stand. He stole. There's no one who contradicted them. He stole. For sure he stole. The second group made up the story that he slaughtered it.
They paid for it.
So how do we?
Two or three.
So Well, let's see now. Harei Ganef, the Ganef, the original Ganef, he still stands. Nobody got him out of that one. The original witnesses stood. So Mishan, so he pays double as any Ganef steals.
Here we go.
Now the second witnesses want him to pay an extra two or three. So Vedim Achronim, Mishan, the Ganef, Tashlumi, Arbov, Achamish. Pay the Ganef, pay him four and five. But if you look in the commentary, we'll amend that. And the commentary says they pay up to four and five, which means the tapping up. They pay the amount up to four and five, meaning two and three. Even though words would suggest otherwise, but the commentary say it's two and three, and that's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah.
So far, now what do we have now? Now, it's interesting. What scenario? Oh, hold on. Now, what if we have another possibility? So far, it's been always a whole pair has been somified. What if, let's say, the first group was not somified, but in the second pair, not both, just one guy was somified?
But they're saying the same.
One.
They're saying the same thing.
Not one.
One
not
witness.
Both of them. One of them. Nimtza echa min achronim zomim. What if one of those two witnesses are somified? Well, what happens?
There's only one witness.
We could believe the second witness, but one witness doesn't do anything.
Right.
Bakla edishniya. So the second group testimony is nullified. Because why? Even though we'd love to believe you, but remember he said if you have any pair of witnesses, if one of the other ones is a puzzle witness, you throw it out. And also you don't get zomified unless both are zomified.
Right.
Well, so the first guy gets off the hook, the zomified
the first guy has to pay double for what the first witnesses said, and that was certainly agreed to.
Right, no, I mean zomified witness. Doesn't have to pay anything.
Doesn't have to pay nothing.
Because he can't be zomified.
He's not really zomified.
He doesn't do anything.
He's discredited. We'll treat him like an aged zomim from now on. He can't testify anywhere.
He doesn't
have to pay. He doesn't pay anything. And that's all we have. Now there's one possibility.
At least you don't have collusion. Like you haven't proven collusion between the two witnesses.
That's right. Now, what if nimtza echad min harishonim zomim? Let's reverse this now. Of the four witnesses, the two and two, one of the first two pairs was zomified.
The whole thing has to be thrown out.
Okay, so what means we cannot charge the guy for theft. For theft. But wait a minute, but these guys saw him sell it.
So what?
But maybe he bought it.
Maybe he bought it.
Maybe he bought it. Maybe he bought it from somebody. So therefore, butla kol ha'edus, all the testimonies are certainly thrown out. Why? She ain't gneva. There ain't no gneva, man. Ain't atvicha mechira mechay vassal nekum. The subsequent slaughter sale can't make him pay anything because maybe somebody, he bought it from somebody. So, okay, yes, we did see Shloime Shech Yankel's cow. Well, maybe Shloime bought the cow from him. So that is why he's shechting Shloime's cow because he bought it from him.
Nobody pays anything.
So nobody pays nothing, correct. Okay, that wasn't too bad. Zion. Now, so here we saw two groups of witnesses got together to add up how much the guy's got to pay. And really, each part, to a certain degree, in some way is independent. To some extent, they're connected. The first pair gets knocked out, the second pair gets knocked out. But the second pair gets knocked out doesn't have anything to do with knocking out the first pair. Now we're going to have another group of witnesses that are very much all interconnected. We're going to get to it though. Let's say two witnesses come along and say that this guy was working on a field for 3 years. Now, what was going on? There was a court case. This guy was on a field. Another guy said, "What are you doing on my land? Get off my land. It's my land." He says, "What do you mean? It's my land.
I worked here for 3 years."
Yeah, so he says, "What are you talking about?" "Well, listen, I've been here for 3 years. You never said anything till now." He says, "Who says you've been here for 3 years? We're here for 3 weeks." "Well, I'm going to find witnesses." So he brings witnesses that he was on the field for 3 years. Once you have witnesses that say, and there's no other documentation here. If you have witnesses that a guy was working on a field for 3 years and there was no complaints, that's called a chazaka, and here is where possession is 9/10, is 10/10 of the law.
And he's got it.
And it's his. Good. So these witnesses testify that it was his field.
But
guess what finds out afterwards? They were liars. So now, what is it that these liars try to accomplish? To take the field away from the guy, from the other guy.
The guy who owns it.
Who really owned it. Sure. So guess what they gotta pay? They gotta pay the original owner the value of the whole field. Okay, that's a straightforward case, but that's leading us up to the next case. Heidu shnaim shach l'shana rishona. Let's say two witnesses come on and say, we saw the guy was working on the field for the entire 2011. We only get this right for 1 year. Ushnaim shach l'shana rishona. And then a separate two witnesses come and say, we saw the guy work in 2012. Ushnaim shach l'shana shlishis. And the third group says, we saw him work in 2013. Not one witness testified he was there for 3 years. They only testified for 1 year. 1 year, 1 year, and 1 year. Then what happens? Vahuzamu kulam. Then all three pairs are zonified. You know why? These two pairs guys say, listen guys, don't you know for the last 3 years, all of us have been in another country? We live in the other country. You guys took a sabbatical in 2011. You guys took a sabbatical in 2012. You guys took a sabbatical in 2013. So they all get zonified. Well, what's going to be the law now? I got to think for a minute. Because each individual testimony didn't really do anything. But all three did.
Third.
So the
only the last one, isn't it? The third one.
But he's resting on the testimony of the first two.
Without
the first two, they'd be nothing. Well, anyway, since they're all liars, Mishal Mim or Mishal Shim Beinayim, they got it divided up between themselves. Everybody's got it. All six guys have to pay 1/6, or each pair pays 1/3. Either way, they have to pay 1/6 of the field because they all really were in collusion and what they were saying over there. Okay. She'af al-pi. She'edus ha-chazaka shol-shay. Even though the testimony for this chazaka was three separate testimonies, but still, harehen ke'edus achas la'zoma. They're considered like one testimony when it comes for making zomamim in order to pay between them. Because remember, and it could only work if they all would be zomified.
So is he going to deal with the case?
Because if you don't zomify them all, then everyone's off the hook.
So is he going to deal with the case where only the last pair was zomified?
I don't think so.
So what would happen then? The first two wouldn't have cost anything.
Well, no, let's see. I don't remember, and I learned it early this morning. Let's keep going.
It's been a while.
There's a lot of things happened since.
A lot of snow between this morning and now.
I've shoveled twice since 8 in the morning and taken the garbage out.
I suppose if I could give us
and
a snow job.
You went to Sobeys today, too?
And I went to Sobeys today.
Oh, that's Jan to do it for
And sure. I came to Mincha today, so. And I. Whatever. Anyway.
That's what happens when you're
Let's see,
rather.
Paul. Let's see if we're gonna have it. We'll see. Leviga, therefore. Shlosha Achim. Let's say there's three brothers. Ve'echon and a fourth guy. Let's say brother one and Julius testify for the first year. Julius has nothing to do with brother one. And year two, brother two and Julius testify for a year. And year three, brother three and Julius testify. Okay? Now, can this all work in general for chazaka? Well, yes. Mitzaref im kol echad ve'echad. Each one can combine veheidu v'sharasha, and they can all testify every year, right? That definitely can happen. What's the point he's trying to say? You might think, well, really, brothers maybe can't testify. I said, really, remember, can two brothers testify for something?
No.
So I might have thought, really the kind of brothers testifying for one big thing, but no, it's like three separate sections, and since every brother was with a different guy,
a non-brother,
okay, so they can all combine to testify for every year. These are three testimonies, the chazaka stands, right? So there are, it's interesting, there's some aspects it's like one big testimony, and some aspects are separate. Because if you think it's one big testimony for Azama, right, then maybe, if it's one big testimony, the brothers, even though for different years, maybe they couldn't, then no, it's three separate, but then connected at the end. So now they become like one testimony for Azama. So now what happens to Hashim? Who's Zoma Kum? Let's say all four of them are Zomified. Then how does the payout work? So the three brothers collectively together pay for a half. Then the other guy, Julius, she starts in Kalecha that was combined with each brother every year, he pays for half as well. Okay, that makes sense as well. And they do not give your case, Paul. The Rambam does not discuss your case.
Do you understand my question?
I understand your question exactly. Let's say the first two pairs were completely honest guys.
Yeah.
Third pair comes along and testifies that they was there for a year. right? And then we zomify them.
But they have to pay the whole thing.
Well, you have to ask yourself.
You have to. They didn't have 3 years.
They didn't have 3 years.
We have to ask yourself, what was the intent of the last witness?
He wanted to make it
his intent was to have them pay as a hazard.
They know. They must have known that there were two other. Yeah. Well, it would depend what they knew when they testified.
Right. Let's say they knew it.
If the witness, the judge would say, listen, he's already has witnesses, he's been there for 2 years, you realize you guys are going to make him be the third year, and you're going to provide the chazaka, and because of you, the land is going to go.
Ah, and then they do it, they should pay the whole thing.
He should pay the whole thing.
Right, then you'd
assume.
Should
pay the
but
whole
what
thing.
If they didn't, what if they testified first?
Ah. Just on year three.
You know, there's no order. Yeah. These guys walked in first and they testified to that.
That's a good story.
Well then,
but why did they testify, why did they falsify this? For what reason?
If they're falsifying,
I don't know.
They want
it doesn't
to get
cause
him.
Anything to happen.
They don't like the guy. They don't like the guy.
I had a case in my office today, just like that. A guy was falsified. Said they trumped up charges.
He's zomified witnesses in your office.
Okay, anyway, we could debate that one. I don't know why the Rambam was in so much detail in the last halacha. He figured he could have given us a little more detail over here. But he didn't, so I don't know what to tell you. Okay, Ches. Let's move on to another example. A shore, an animal, if it gores, first three times pays half. You have to take him in front of the owner, and he's warned three times. And then after that point, the fourth goring, you pay full. Now you've got to have witnesses to each and every goring.
That's right.
Okay, so let's keep that in mind. Ches shalosh kitei eden. There were three separate pairs of witnesses. Shani skayim beidusim. Their testimony stood. Sheshor zemud, and they made this ox now a muad. Okay, three times. He paid half each time based on the testimony. Now, number four means he's going to pay full. Then guess what happens? V'nimtzas kat rishona ushnia zomamim. If the first pair and the second pair are zomamim, kulan piturim. They're all putter. Okay, or first or second, first and second. Because why? Let's look at this every aspect. If the two pairs are false witnesses, that means really, and let's say the third pair was honest, how many times is he really gored? Once. Okay. So the guy on future gorings will still only pay half. Now, what would you want to say? Well, listen, you guys, because of your testimony, you want the guy to end up paying whole. You should have to pay more. But the truth is we didn't zomify everybody. And they're like one big group. Right? Now, what does it mean? Are they really putter completely? They can't be putter completely. Why? Because they did say the animal gored to pay half.
We didn't cover this yesterday.
So he has to pay half. They have to pay half. So what does it mean by putter from paying from the extra half?
Yeah.
Let's say the animal gores a fourth time now. The fourth time, based on the three testimonies, he'd pay full.
Right.
Right? Now, so what he means to say, putter is, he's putter on the fourth goring, that he would for sure have to pay half. The question is, now on your testimonies of all three, you have to pay full. An extra half got levied. But since we didn't zomify everybody, the testimony's thrown out, and therefore they don't have to pay that extra half that he would have had to pay on the fourth goring. Okay, you got that? But certainly the first pay, the Zomim have to pay. If they lied, it never happened. What about the story? I guess he never gored. And you said he gored. You have to pay the half from the first goring or the second goring. The fourth goring, which would have been a whole goring if we would have accepted the testimony, that extra half, they don't have to pay because it was all got thrown out. But what if Nimsu Shloshims, and what if all three of them get zomified? Then Kulam Chayavim L'Shalim HaNezek. Then they all have to pay the damage. But what do we mean by the damage? It means the half damage on top of what a Tom pays for the fourth goring. It'll be like this. Number one, they're all going to have to pay a half damage for the incident that they lied about. Then let's say the owner, animal, gored a quote-unquote fourth time, which is really the first time. But based on this one, it's a fourth time, and instead of only paying half, he would have had to pay whole. So these guys now have to pay that extra half that he would have had to pay had they not been proven liars.
Collectively, they're
probably, paying. Yes.
They're not each paying. Collectively.
And right. Also from the full value of their best properties.
Yep. Sha'av api shahu tam, even though he is a tam, mishalom chatzin ezek. He still pays the half damage, so they got to pay the extra. Now, all this, there's a very important proviso. Bamed, Varmurim, when do we see all this? That they all have to pay this half damage, and we all assume that we treat them together. Kashaykulim Romzim says if all three pairs are kind of friendly. Hinting to each other, yeah. Friendly to each other, right. Everyone knows what's going on. You know, now this is very...
They're in collusion.
This is very interesting, because if let's think, oh, Shabol Ritzufim, or they came one after the other. Now, that would have to mean like this. Now, you have to, now, this is a whole game to a whole big Shiloh over here. But, like, what's exactly happening? Like, when did this animal gore? Once on Sunday, once on Monday, once on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday, the three pairs came one after the other. Okay? There's a lot of discussion about that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, how much time has the owner had to take care of the animal? So anyway, we're not going to get into that. But anyway, the only way we're going to make them all pay together to assume there was collusion, they've got to have known each other. They kind of testified one after the other. They know they're all, they know about the other one and everybody knows about him. Right? It can't be, you know, on a Sunday they testify and they don't know anything else. And then on Monday another pair doesn't know anything about Sunday. And two, then we can't say that because then there's no collusion and nobody knew what was going on over there.
Like two and three that isn't.
Oshayim Akirin Balashor, let's say they all recognize the owner of the ox. The owner of the ox, but they couldn't recognize the ox. So then you know they had it out for this guy. They say, this guy's ox. But they don't say which ox. You follow? Then it's clear there's a collusion. But if you're missing any of this criteria, so then what happens? Let's say, Paul, really, it's going to touch this answer. I think we'll answer the other one. What if three totally separate testimony, three totally separate days, nobody knows anybody, but they're all zomified at the end? So, what do we say? The first two pairs, Peturim, they do not pay the extra half on the fourth goring.
Right.
What are they going to say? We only gave them any time to pay half the damage. Yeah, the first time, the second time. Another group is going to come, but Yasamu to make him a Muad. Have nothing with the other guys.
The third guy.
But it doesn't say it, but obviously the third guy will have to pay. Okay. Now it's interesting, the Rambam only makes these conditions by the ox that gores. The Rambam did not make these qualifications by the case of Chazaka for 3 years.
It's not the same.
The Rambam says, even if you don't have the conditions, it's called one testimony. Okay. I guess land works out differently. Okay.
It's not the same, because there's nothing wrong with the first and second year, but with the first and second goring, you have to pay something. With the first and second year, you don't get any benefit for that until it's 3 years.
Maybe. But you see, you don't need that condition for that. That's a long one.
It's not that. That's Samachay.
He says you don't need all these conditions by land.
Yeah.
They're always considered like one testimony because the guy who's holding on to it, he brought them to court. That's the difference.
Yes.
The guy holding the long, why do you think this guy's coming? The guy's bringing them to court. So one guy's bringing them to court, then the kind that bonds them already. Here by goring, who's bringing them to court? That's the difference. So certainly he brought them. Why do you think the guy working on the field brought these guys? For his benefit, eh? So we kind of assume that these three guys are in collusion without having to know each other per se. Good point. Okay, let's go on to tests. Let's try one more. Let's move now to the Ben Sorer Umore, the recalcitrant son. That also, it's not, the whole deal is not one step. There has to be two steps. Let's review the halacha. First, the parents have to take him once to court and warn him. There have to be witnesses that say, we saw your son went into your father's purse, took the money, and this, that, and they did whatever.
And drink this X amount of wine and X amount of meat. And then
he's warned. And then it's the second time, you need witnesses a second time. So now we need two pairs of witnesses to kill this child. So we have the same scenario. Now, two guys gave the first testimony that he did his first offense. And then the second one brought the second one. And with the second one, Shabbat, with that, he gets killed, the boy. And then what happens, and they both pairs get zomified.
Always killed?
So what happens now?
Well,
we didn't kill him yet. If we kill him, you don't do anything.
Exactly.
So the first pair, look, and they get lashed. They don't get killed. Well, they don't get killed, even though their testimony brought on the second testimony, but the truth of the matter is, but they didn't make him get killed.
No.
However, they did lie. There's nothing we could do. We can't give them what he planned to do, what they planned to do the boy, because what were they planning to do? Just to give him a warning.
Yeah.
But they can get lashed. That's another example. If you can't give them anything, so we lash them.
Is it rabbinic lashes? I guess
regular. Regular.
It's a
And look what the guys could say. Listen, because really, wait a minute. You have to remember, wait a minute. They do something to the boy. What do you mean? Just talk to him?
No.
No, he
gets
they lash him the first time.
Yeah.
First offense. Now, if we did that with kids now, they'd be a lot better. Because they could say the first person say La Hal Kosel, we came just to give him lashes. We never planned to kill him.
Yeah, what do you want?
So, you know, but it's interesting. Here's what, again, it's hard to understand. So did they lash the boy? Did they not lash the boy? It didn't happen the same day. Got warned the first day and the same day did the other thing. He got warned.
Only in the second case.
But I still think they get lashed, even though he already got lashed, because there's nothing else. You have to do something to them.
Yeah.
Well, right?
Yeah, the first set of witnesses, they get lashed.
Even though the first boy got lashed already. They achieved what they wanted.
He already got it.
But
he get lashed. But it's only the death sentence that's the difference.
Well, we'll see. But anyway, Avokat Achrona, but the second group, Nergis, they get killed. Why? Shall Pi Hen Bilvad? Because only through their voice, who Neharag, does he get killed. And because they already know he already got lashed the first time, so they came to kill him. Now, what if Hoysa Hakas Achrona Arba? Let's say the last group has four people.
Oh.
Four people.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Shnaim Omrim, two of the four say, Befanenu Gunav. Remember, what does he do? He has to steal the money from his parents and then slurp it down, guzzle the food down. So this, now normally you have two witnesses say, we saw him lift the money from his dad and we saw him buy the meat and fress. But let's say in the second session, there's four witnesses, two say, we saw him steal the money from his dad. Ushnaim and another tell us, b'faneinu achal, he ate in front of us like a pig. V'huzamu, and they get nullified, they get zomified. Now kulanu, all four nerugim get killed, because each part is important and needs the other one to make the fellow get killed. Right? So they all had the same intention, even though you're going to tiny, everyone only did a half a thing, as it were, because if we only would have testified on one half, it wouldn't get killed, but they go together. What about Ha'idu Shnaim Shazer Gonav Nefesh Mi Yisrael? Now, here's another case. What if you steal a Jew?
Steal a Jew or kidnap a Jew?
You kidnap a Jew. What happens to a person who kidnaps a Jew? And then, after he kidnaps him, he sells him.
That's murder. Kill. You murder. You're death penalty.
And you sell him to a good. You sell him? That gets the death penalty. So Ha'idu Shnaim Shazer Gonav Nefesh Mi Yisrael Mechoro. Two fellows testified on everything. He stole a Jew and sold him. And then they're zomified. We strangle them. That's the punishment. But what if Heidu Shnaim Shagunro? Two of them just testified that he kidnapped. Heidu Shnaim Achem and two other ones testified Shabachar. They sold them. Bain Shuzama Eide Gneva. Bain Shuzama Eide Mechir. It doesn't matter which pair got zomified. Kol Kas Mehem. Either one. Shuzama Nehareges. Whoa.
Because each one alone is
a shehagneva he, because stealing is tchilas chiyuva shel zomis. It's the beginning of the obligation for death. Because you don't get lashed for this. Just stealing somebody, kidnapping, you don't get lashed. It's the beginning. The Torah only has one law. If you kidnap someone and sell them, you get killed.
That's it.
Isn't that one of the Ten Commandments?
Yeah.
But it's a two-parter.
Without the selling.
It's a two-parter. No. Right? But this is interesting. It's interesting.
Yeah, but it doesn't say.
Right? That each one, it's a hazama to get him killed. Because really, that testimony is the beginning of the death for the guy. It's, of all the other testimonies we haven't dealt with.
We go through this actually in Yom Kippur.
Interesting. Now, what if Heidu Shnaim? What if two of them testify Shemachar Lezeh HaYisrael? What if they sell this guy to a Shemachar Es HaYisrael Lezeh?
They
say this guy sold him. Vuzama, they're zomified, but v'loyu shomayim shom, but nobody was there who sold him. Stole him. Well, if there's only witnesses that say he sold him,
but
there were never any witnesses that he was stolen.
He was kidnapped.
Kidnapped.
Yeah.
And then they're zomified. Then Arayim Pirun, then they're off the hook. Why? Shafiluzam, because even if they weren't zomified, he wouldn't get killed. If you only get testimony the guy sold somebody, you can't kill him on that testimony. Why? Because the defendant can say, Avdi Mokarti, he's my servant and I sold him. Finished. But what if they said he got sold, and they got zomified? Didn't do anything. But then later witnesses came and said he was kidnapped. Afterwards, Afilu Rayinu also Ram said, if you see the two pairs looking at each other, Einar, you can't kill him because already got him off the hook. And they could say, we didn't know that he was stoned, so we didn't know we were going to be killing him with that, and therefore they're off the hook.